Step Ladder Series, Roman Holiday, published by IBC Publishing. Chapter 1. The Princess. Princess Anne was all over the news. She was traveling through Europe. But this was not a holiday for the princess. No, this was work. She met with kings to build strong friendships for her country. She visited many cities. Then it was on to Rome. In Rome, there was a special party for her. Important people came from all over the world to meet her. She was nice to everyone, but she was glad when the party ended and she was finally allowed to go to her room. "Here is your milk to help you sleep," said the Countess as Anne got ready for bed. The Countess's job was to take care of Anne. Anne stood on her bed and looked out the window. There was music playing out in the streets. "I don't like this nightgown at all," Anne said. "It makes me feel like I'm 200 years old. I wish I could join those young people dancing outside." "Please, get into bed," the Countess said, "and let me tell you what you're doing tomorrow." The Countess read a long list of visits and meetings Anne had the next day. Anne felt herself getting dizzy, thinking of all the work she had to do. "Stop! Please stop!" Anne cried out in the middle of the Countess's list. "Are you ill, Anne?" asked the Countess. "Let me call Dr. Bonnikoven." "I don't want to see the doctor, and it's no use, because I'll be dead before the doctor gets here," Anne cried. She was being rather difficult. "You're not going to die, Anne," said the Countess. Dr. Bonnikoven came quickly and found Anne lying still with her eyes closed.
"Are you asleep, Princess?" the doctor asked.
"No," said Anne.
"It's very important that she is well and happy for her meetings tomorrow," the Countess said.
"Well, this will take only a minute," the doctor said. He took Anne's temperature and looked her over. Everything was fine.
"I'm sorry. I promise I'll be well tomorrow. I'll smile and be polite and build good trade relations and be in the news and...
Anne started to cry, feeling dizzy again.
"Here, this will help you sleep," the doctor said. He gave her a shot.
"What is it?"
Anne asked.
"It's a new medicine that will help you feel happy," the doctor said. "And the best thing right now is to do exactly what you want."
He packed up his things and told Anne and the Countess good night. When the doctor and Countess left the room, Anne sat up in bed. She looked out the window again. With a smile, she changed into some simple clothes. She left her room very quietly and walked out to the garden. Anne found a little truck parked in the garden. She climbed into the back and hid between some boxes. Soon, the driver got in the truck and drove to the gate. Anne felt sleepy but excited. The guards at the gate let the truck into the city. Finally, Anne was free. Anne smiled behind the boxes. When the truck stopped, Anne jumped out. She walked by the window of a small room in a tall building. Inside that room sat Joe Bradley, Irving Radovich, and some other men. They were playing cards and betting money. Irving was winning. "After this last game, you gentlemen have to go home," Irving said. "I have an early meeting with the princess tomorrow. I'm taking her picture."
"Early?" said Joe Bradley.
My invitation from the princess says 11:45 a.m. That's not early at all. Irving is just afraid of losing the money he won tonight, said a card player. Right, Irving? Right, said Irving with a smile. That's fine with me, said Joe. I don't have much money left, so I'll go home now. Good night, gentlemen. Outside, Joe noticed a young girl lying on a park bench. He slowed down.
So happy, said Anne.
The medicine the doctor gave her was working, but maybe it was working a little too much. She sounded drunk. She smiled with her eyes closed. Anne almost fell off the bench. Hey, hey, wake up, said Joe, catching her and making her sit up.
Thank you very much. Delighted, said Anne in her princess voice.
Wake up, said Joe.
No, thank you, said Anne. You may sit down.
I think you better sit up. You are too young to get picked up by the police.
Yes, 2:30 and back here to change, and 2:45 meeting with the minister, said Anne.
She listed the things she had to do the next day. You know, a young girl like you shouldn't drink liquor, said Joe. Just then, Joe heard a taxi coming up the road. He waved at it, and the taxi stopped. Look here, said Joe to the girl. Here's a taxi. He'll take you home.
Said Anne. So happy.
Joe helped her into the taxi. Tell the driver where you need to go. Do you have money?
Never carry money, Anne said.
Fine, I'll pay for you, said Joe. He got into the car next to her. Where do you live? Anne was falling back asleep. Joe didn't want any of this trouble, but what could he do? Fine, he said. He gave the driver his own address. When the taxi arrived at Joe's house, Joe tried to wake the girl again. Hey, wake up! This is my house, but I gave the driver more money, Joe said. Just tell him where you live and he will take you home. Goodbye, Joe said and walked away. The driver took one look at Anne sleeping and called after Joe. Oh no, sir, my taxi is not for sleeping. I have to go home too. I don't even know this girl, Joe tried to explain. But the taxi driver would not take her, so Joe gave up. All right, Joe said, pulling Anne out of the car. Joe helped her into his building. Anne was half asleep. He had to help her up the steps and into his small room.
Is this the closet?
Anne asked when they were inside.
No,
said Joe. His feelings were a little hurt. This is my room.
So happy, Anne said.
Well, here are some pajamas. You can sleep there on the couch, Joe said.
This is very strange, Anne said. I have never been alone with a man before, but I don't seem to mind it.
She began to take off her shirt. Well, I think I'll step out for some coffee, Joe said.
You may go now,
Anne said. Yeah, thanks a lot, said Joe as he left.
Back at the embassy, the Countess, General, and Ambassador all sat around a desk.
A guard entered the room and said, We cannot find her, sir. Did you search the garden? Asked the ambassador. Yes, every inch of it, said the guard. I see. Then you must promise not to talk about this to anyone. The princess is missing, but this is top secret, said the ambassador. Yes, sir, I promise. Thank you, you may go, said the ambassador. The guard left the room. Alone again, the Countess, General, and Ambassador looked at each other. Their eyes were filled with worry.